פרק ד' קוף מם חס. Okay, let's get into the meat of the subject. This is where things start getting interesting. We'll see there's seven categories that we're going to have to study. Ulam alashayla kama hem sugi ha-chokhma anirim bebruim, v'nuchal lizboinen behem. How many different types of chokhma that are apparent in the Bria that we are able to think about and investigate? Noima ki soiris ha-chokhma ishishnam bebruim, afo kishyesh behem har beminim. There's infinite sugi of chokhma in the Bria. What are you talking about? How many? It's infinite. Nevertheless, we call men haba pratim, and in each one of these species, there's different details. You can put it all into seven general categories. Now, of course, each category is going to have multiple details and types and species, and we'll see about have the Derech Hashem says. They say the belief of Derech Hashem. Somebody has a good filing system, then the more, well, the Bukhanan said this actually, then the more knowledge you've got, the better it is. If you don't have a good filing system, the more knowledge you have, the worse it is, because you can never find what you're looking for. A library that doesn't have a good filing system, don't get too many books, because you're never going to find your way around. If you've got a good filing system, then you can get more and more knowledge. Derech Hashem says somebody who's got his life, his knowledge, and his, what he's trying to understand, well sorted out and well organized, it's much easier to learn it and retain it and understand it. So you have seven drawers in your filing cabinet. You have seven files, and we're gonna bulk each one. That's what he does. I hope you're a master at that. Stug Echad, the first one. Yachokma Nidith Bershol Sheh Oilam V'arbat Yisodoysov. This first level of Chochmah is that which is recognizable, apparent in the roots of the world and the four Yesodos. Remember, we said there's four Yesodos. Eish, Mayim, Ruach, Va'afo. Okay. B'riyoseinu keitzad kadua aretz oimad be'emtza oilom. Kenukuda b'kol ha'igul. We're not getting to astronomy now. That the kadua aretz stands at the center of the universe. In the middle of the big circle. The whole world is surrounded by water. And air surrounds the whole sea and the dry land. And the fire is above all of it. Everything is exactly well calculated. Each of these four Yesodos has its place, its limitations, it's where it is, and nothing changes it. The yam is limited. Stands where it is, it's limited. The stikon coming to land. When you have a tsunami, that's considered an aberration. And even then it runs back again, it doesn't stay there. The water doesn't go over its boundaries. Even if the waves get very big and the winds blow, Hashem puts their locks and doors. This is where you end. This is where your waves stop. No more. All of these things, the sea, the heavens, all Hashem's ever v'chein hiski David HaMelech alav Shalom is the Indian is there b'mizboi b'och is Hashem. We say it on Rosh Chodesh every Rosh Chodesh. B'och inafshi, the whole malachim, if you go through that properly, there's the whole story. That's all sug echad. Now, just I want to go back. It was very interesting. It's quite fascinating. Something you can work on all the time. When he said that the aret stands in the middle of the world. So astronomically, that might not be correct. Yeah, could be there's whatever. We don't exactly know where the center is, where the end is, or whatever. But he says, yeah, we're talking about our perspective. In Chaf Hei there, at the bottom of Kuf Mem Ches, in the Pisach Alev, says, "V'zeh nirelei nekol b'em tzayilam," that the earth stands in the world. Wherever you stand, anywhere on the earth, you see half the heaven, half the kippat hashemayim. The Seichel would tell you that if you have a round ball hanging in the middle of the air, then people standing on the sides of that ball or underneath would fall off. They'd at least feel that they're upside down. They'd feel that they're standing like this. But it doesn't matter where you are on this ball, everybody feels like they're standing upright, and they are. And that's impossible. But it's, if you stop and think about it for half an hour, it's quite astounding. Wherever you're on the Kadaret, you're standing upright. That's quite fascinating how you do that. Okay? You take a ball and you put things under the ball, on top of the ball. Everybody's in a different position. Not here. Wherever you are, that's what he says. Those people standing on the side of the ball and at the bottom, they should just fall off into the big void. Everybody's walking upright, no matter where they are on the kadur. Everybody feels like he's standing upright. It's one of the awesome things of the Chokhmah of the Boyrim. One of the Dover Nifla Michokhmah Saboyrim, that observation. Odd palm. Gravity would mean that you don't fall off. But Lamani lo Bagishani, my head down and bottom. I'm standing at the top and you're standing at the bottom. One of us should feel upside down. Nobody feels upside down. Everyone's standing upright. Gravity stops you falling. So, gravity is also one of the nisim of a Kodesh Baruch Hu,
nachon? This is not gravity. It's not what we're talking about.
Gravity stops you from falling off the Kadaret. But how do you feel if you're standing upright? Again. I don't have a ball here, but assume this is a ball. I'm standing here. It's crazy. Something that's so posh that every six-year-old should think about. We've never thought about it. We're really learning this. I'm standing here, so I feel I'm upright. The guy standing here is also standing upright.
Relative to the ground. Yeah.
Gravity's not good. Yeah, again, again. If I'm standing upright, he can't be standing upright. He's going to be, his legs are here, because his legs are here and his head's here. My legs are here and my head's here.
You're making a presupposition that there's...
Are you trying to find a...
There's a top. There's no top. We're all relative to the Kader Earth. We're all standing upright. Why are you
that's exactly... That's exactly what he's saying. That's a miracle.
Oh.
That's exactly the miracle. Well done. We're trying to find ways to see the Chochmah of the Boyer in the Bria, not to find ways to see the Chochmah of the Bria. We came here to order to get closer to him and understand Hashem, but that's the miracle. The miracle that even though you have a ball, yeah, it has no objective, it has no subjective up or down or left or right. So that's Dover Nifla. Dover Nifla. Okay. We have words for all of this, which make us sort of like, you know, you call it gravity and photosynthesis and whatever, and then the miracle of Akash Bokhu gets brushed under the carpet with words like, you know, no, gravity explains why you don't fall off. It doesn't explain how you feel that you're standing upright, no matter where you're standing on a circle. No matter where you're standing on a circle, you should feel like a little bit wobbly. Especially because it's spinning around at great speeds, and it's flying through sky at incredible speeds. Well, you don't, doesn't feel like that, no. You don't get it, you don't get it.
I get it.
But, Baita, you're up. So you don't see the Chochmah of the Boyer, you don't see the Chesed of the Boyer, so then you float it from doing anything about it.
It's not a big ship.
No. Yeah, you don't feel movement. Anyway, just things to tickle the... I'm sorry for asking people to think. I know that's offensive, and I will try not to do it again. If you're gonna struggle with this that little bit, you're in a lot of trouble as you go by. It's much more astounding. You know, there's things called neutron stars. You heard of neutron stars? Neutron stars are the most dense material in the universe. the teaspoon of a neutron star weighs trillions of tons. It's like a black hole. It's a star. It's a planet. What do you want to call it? That's imploded on itself, impacted on itself. Yeah, they're not very big, but they're unbelievably heavy. Because if a teaspoon weighs millions of tons, then can you imagine what a whole planet of these things looks like? And there are millions of them. I can't remember the speeds they travel at. They fly at unbelievable speeds, and they all rotate at the same speed. Like they rotate something like, I can't remember the numbers, but it's crazy. It's like thousands of times a second. They spin on their own axis. I've got the numbers for you. I can get it for you if you're interested. You can look it up yourself. It's not anything on stage. But what's amazing about them is each one, exactly the same, as it spins, gives off a radio wave, gives off a radio signal. You know that?
No matter how big it is, they all rotate at the same
speed. They all rotate at the same speed. I can't remember what it is. It's something to the power of something. You know what I'm saying? It's not like 20,000 kilometers an hour. It's like something to the power of whatever. Their weight is beyond comprehension. They're spinning around and flying through the sky at unbelievable speeds, and they never hit each other. They never bump into anything else. So, quite interesting. So that's just one of the phenomena out there. Anyway, whatever. That's a Suga Rishon. A Suga Sheni Chochmas Aniris B'min Adam. A Shehu Olam Katan. Adam is a microcosm of the universe. He says in Lamed, Adam is made up of all those parts and pieces and factors that the whole world is made up of. Adam is a microcosm of the universe. The Rambam, the whole world, if you know how to look at the world properly, you'll just see an Adam Echod. This is brought down in many, many places, okay? Rosh Hashim said, let us make man. What he meant was, I want each part of the Bria to give a part of themselves, and from that part of the Bria, we'll make Adam. So Adam is made up of the entire universal experience, which we've spoken about here in length. The whole world was created for him, each individual person, and Klali. And he is the beauty and the pinnacle, the shine of the world, and it's Shlemusov. Of all of Kim and David HaMelech, Avarashon, Ba'omru, Hashem, Ba'omru, Ma'odi, Shimcha, Ba'kol Ha'aretz. Vaya Adam. Vaya Adam. So that's the next sug that a person has to investigate is Adam. And that's endless. You can carry on forever and ever. Ever and ever and ever, just trying to stand odd on. Again, if you can use that knowledge to understand the Chochmah and the Toiv of a Kodesh Baruch Hu better, and it brings you closer to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, then use it. No one is going to be able to use every aspect and spend time meditating the entire Bria like Avraham Avinu did. Avraham Avinu understood every molecule and what its purpose was and why it was there. We're not going to be able to do that. You'll find what interests you. You have things that interest you. Some people will find, you know, looking at the human goof and understanding the veins and the antibodies, and they'll be blown away, fascinated by it. Another person will be blown away by the quarks and the subatomic particles. Some people are amazed just by how animals feed. They all have different food. How did that happen? Everyone's going to be drawn to what he's interested in. If you know yourself and follow your own, yeah. No one's saying you have to invest in all these seven sections all at the same time at once. What interests you? And go start searching and looking at the things that interest you. As long as you're doing Bechina in some aspect of the prayer, and you're using Shara Bechina in some aspects, and that's what you do, because Lo Lecha Mo Chaligbo. When you're finished with the entire world and all you have left is the heavens, we'll discuss that. Okay, then maybe you never have to go there. I don't know. No, do what interests you. For sure. If you're sitting there looking at biology and then trying to understand how frogs work, he's going to leave you like, I really don't get turned on by that. So why would you go there? Go somewhere else. There are people that can talk about trees for hours. They can make you wish that they'd buried you under the tree sometimes and get finished. And she's done, like, you know, that doesn't do it for me so much. Another guy who, like, she's done interesting about me can drive you mad talking about neutron stars. I said, whatever, you have to find your own pleasures, your own interests, and follow your own, what it is that you enjoy, for sure. I don't know what you know. Somebody asked him about walking in the streets, and Shmuel said, "I'm whatever." He said, "Why do you think there's concrete in the world? You can walk and meditate on concrete. Concrete is a fantasy that the person who invented, who discovered it, and you put concrete with steel, you come up with the most unbelievably strong material. You know that concrete on its own is useless." Concrete is very strong, but it's not flexible. It's very brittle. It cracks very easily. Steel is not very strong, but it's enormously flexible. You can bend steel bars like. Yeah? You put the two together, you get something that's unbelievably strong, concrete, or something that's unbelievably flexible, steel. That's when they make steel together with concrete. You try and, that's why they have to come when they want to get rid of it. They've got to come with like these Kango things and drill holes in your brain while they're busy lifting up the tiles in the upstairs of house while they should put steel. Yeah. You put concrete together with steel. You got the most unbelievable. I learned that from a patet. I didn't know that myself. Yeah. Somebody figured out a shim put in there, yeah. Concrete on its own, concrete's very brittle. That's what I just said. They built whole buildings. They're the 20-story building standing on four concrete pillars with steel in. If you don't put steel in, it's good. So just crash. Okay. So yeah, there's what to think about concrete as well. There's what you think about everything if you just get a little bit out of the, you know, we've been battered to death by our education systems, by the world, by the pressure, the lachat that we live on. And we don't have time to just, that's what he said. Those are one of the three things that prevents you from just looking at the world with a child. Children are very curious. Children can do this easily. But why this? And what about, I don't know, what about that? Why? And then you go to school and then they stop asking why because they know that that doesn't get them any brownie points. So we're trying to get some brownie points for asking whys again. Anyway, just be putting some categories together here. And then you go do it yourself. The Miller spoke about an orange for half an hour. It's like, wow, an orange? An apple? You ever heard him on an apple? He's got videos on apples and apple, whatever. It was apples. By him, apples was the most unbelievable thing. You start thinking about an apple properly, you don't need to go anywhere else. You don't need to look at the stars. If you just take an apple, you can change from looking at an apple. Rav Miller said when he was in Slobodka, he spent 2 hours lying on the grass, meditating on a daisy, you know, the little yellow plants. 2 hours he spent on a daisy, crying. He said he got to levels Korov Lenavua. What he said about himself. He got to levels Korov Lenavua just meditating on a daisy. He said his only regret in life was that he never did it again. Don't ask me why. That's what he said about himself. He never lied. That's what he said. Hey, who's got time for it? Do me a favor. Later. But it's not enough to just stay meditating, staring. He wasn't sitting there staring at the daisy, waiting for lights to shoot out the daisy. It's never going to happen. You have to look at it with seichel. That's what he's teaching us. When you look at a tree's unbelievable. Trees are whole factories. Worlds and worlds and worlds. But if you just sit there staring at a tree, you're not going to get too much out of it. You can sit in the lotus position the whole day staring at a tree. You're just going to get a crack. You're not going to get too much. You're not going to get too much. You have to know how to analyze a tree properly using your seichel. That's what we've been taught to do. Boichen. Shara Bechin is to be boichen. To investigate is to study. You know what a tree has? You know what benefit there is for a tree? The insects that live in it, the birds, the fruit it produces, the shade, the wood that you can build houses with. There's a whole world. There's a whole cancer. Home center in one tree. And if it's a fruit tree, for goodness sake. Okay. We're not there yet. We're just looking at Adam. Adam. Just look at Adam. Anyway, we'll come back. He's going to go into this in much more detail. Let's look at Shlishu. The next category is that Adam is put together via the four Yosaidus. Yechibu Avre Gufa Echad Hasheni. Now the different orifices and parts and limbs of the body get put together. The koiches nafshei, the spiritual koiches. The ora seichel shaboruch shaboyre nosen lakladom. Just think about how you think. Just think about your thought process. Just what goes on in your mind. It's stuff that's flying around in your head is enough to make you faint. You just stop and think about it. And then he has this thing called speech. We can connect to each other. Thing called speech. Speech is not muvan. The five different parts of the mouth that create speech. And now the parallels, the aleph base. Fine, I don't understand. Chayim v'chesed asita imodi u'begadoscho shomra ruchi. We have to go learn Eov, I think. What I'm saying is on the first of the moment, since you can't start with Shara B'chil without learning Eov. Eov always learning about suffering, yeah? No, Eov is also one of the great places to go learn about the Bria. Fine. There's flesh, there's about 100 million cells in your body that are prepared to give up their life to save your life, to keep you alive, you know that? All the antibodies and the T cells and the sub cells and all the things that fight, all the viruses and things you're suffering from right now. Your body's fighting and killing millions of viruses every second. And they die when they do that. They're thinking up their life for you every second. At least say thank you. Vastuga Reviu. Achach maneres b'yesa b'alechayim b'ketani v'al g'doylom. Because by the way, the murkov, how the limbs are put together and how they work, your fingers, the bones, the connections, how they move. How does this thing move? You ever thought about that? You know that has to happen for you to move your hand like that? Just think about what has to happen. Now, if the medical stuff and all that stuff doesn't interest you so much, you're not going to go there. You have to find somewhere to go that really grabs your attention. Otherwise, you're not going to do it properly. An apple. Apples turn you on. Go take an apple and spend a few hours, weeks, months, years. Understanding an apple. There's no end to the wisdom of an apple. Let me ask you a question. If you've heard it here before, don't answer. What is the ikka purpose of an apple seed? At least you understood it's not to grow apples. Replicate the system. I said, at least no one said that. That's a secondary purpose of an apple seed. That's an even less secondary. The purpose of an apple seed. It's not to make more apples and cheese. Well, for sure, that's a purpose. It's a side benefit. Store information. What? To rot.
What is that?
Oh, is to show you the chokhmah and the complexity and the wisdom of the Borei
Olam.
That's the primary. What's wrong with being frum? Like, I want to know, seriously, what's with being frum?
The answer to anything.
Correct. Oh, excellent. Now you're starting to become wise. Now you're starting to wake up. 20 years, we finally starting to get through to you. Nachon, that's why the world is so complex, and that's why the world is the way it's built and the way it's put together. Is to show you and Magala to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the whole purpose of our being here. Is to scratch away Teva and see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything. Nachon, that's it. We got it. Bob George, you got it, huh? Mazel tov. You're bringing the cheesecake, you know, you make a scene here. It's a big celebration, Baruch. You finally woke up. Huh? Cheesecake. That's the purpose of an apple seed. Ultimately, the main purpose is for you to see a Kodesh Baruch. Because otherwise, it didn't have to be so complicated and complex and whatever. There's more data on an apple seed than there is in the program that was necessary to store the plans of the Twin Towers. You got it? And it's not just that it has the information. It also has everything you need as well. The program that holds the plans of the Twin Towers doesn't have steel and concrete and electric wires and cables. No. The apple seed has all of that in it as well. All it's lacking is sun, earth, and water. You take an apple seed, you give it a little sun, earth, and water, and now it starts doing everything that it does. It's all in there. It's all in there. The nifl of a neighbor. Ay. To be Magana Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world, to bring covet. The world is created for Malchus, to bring covet a Kodesh Baruch Hu, covet Shemayim into the world via Yisrael. It's only Yisrael that can do that. It's only through Torah and Mitzvah that Yisrael can be Megala, the coverage to my middle. Nachon. Nachon. That's the kasha. The Leshem has that kasha. We've been learning here for the last 100 years in Mitzvah. We've been here a while. You just started. We've been doing this for almost 100 years. So how long, when did we start this? 24 years ago. This bar started in the Kiryat. We started in based in Israel, in Yerushalayim, in 2002. That's when this bar started. What was I going to say now?
Listen.
Law. That the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world is to do chesed, is to do tov for me. It's all about me getting good from Hashem. That's the whole story. Yeah? And what does it also say? Hashem says, I created the world only for my kavod. So which one is it? He's covered on my pleasure. Make up your mind. That's a good question, no? How's it the same? Excellent. You're right, but how's it the same? But he's covered. What does it mean he's covered? Yeah, you're close. Feeling Hashem. Oh, close. The greatest pleasure that a Jew can get is the gilu of kavod shamayim. That is the ultimate pleasure, is being able to be megala kavod shamayim. Be able to see kavod shamayim, that is the ultimate pleasure. It's not a stira at all. Hashem created all for his kavod. Kavod always means malchus, take my word for it. Kavod always refers to malchus. The gilu of Hashem's malchus in the world, that this diverse, disparate world is all unified and united by one power, one force. That's the gilu of kavod shamayim. There's no independent forces in the world at all. It's all ein oid milvado, efezu losoi. Shmai Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod. The gilu of that in the world, that's the ultimate pleasure that a Jew can get.
What is the same thing?
Huh?
What is the same thing?
There's it all over the place. We know that the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, the Arizal, the Ramchal, also the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world in order to do good and to give me pleasure. And Hashem says many places in Sukkim all over Chumash, Lobora elech moidi boro. I need to go to the world for my covenant. No, your covenant or my pleasure. Make up your mind. I don't mind. He's the one speak for me. Just tell me which one it is. No, it's for your pleasure. What's the ultimate pleasure you can get? Is being with Hashem when Hashem's ruling the world. That's the ultimate pleasure. Is the gilu of kavod shamayim. When you see that everything is all one. That's our job in the world. To megala that oneness. Through Torah and mitzvahs.
We're not out there. I come out of the clutch on this. I'm standing there chanting it up. Why aren't we doing that? Why aren't we in this?
Who's we? Once again, who's we?
I don't know. We're not.
You ask yourself your own questions. Don't ask your questions. Don't impose your questions on me. I'm not an anthropologist. I'm not a sociologist. I am doing what I'm doing and doing not very well, but I'm doing what I'm doing. You see things differently and you want to go out there and go do it.
Shouldn't we be out on
the who's we?
Talking about
who's
apples?
We? Who's we? I have a unique mission in this world. That's my unique mission. You've got your unique mission. You've got your mission. Stop pointing fingers at me and everybody else. Point them at yourself and wake up and decide.
Shouldn't I be on the street corner talking about apples?
You use the word shouldn't, okay? You're already into a world that has no reality. There's no should for deranged children. You human being, adults. Come.